Now, what can you tell me about your involvement in the TV series Horizon?
Well, Horizon was it was kind of my first major sort of step into TV scoring. I wasn't involved throughout the series. What happened was they were looking for a composer to record the main titles of the series. Probably your British audiences will know that Horizon has been on TV for the last 40 years, and 2 years ago it was the 40th birthday. So they were looking for kind of a big thematic kind of approach to their theme. So I had pitched for it together with another five or six composers, and I went through the next stage. I had to sort of re-pitch for it. They came back with some comments, and eventually they were very happy. So sort of we managed to get a really, really good theme out of it, and we orchestrated it, and they were extremely happy.
Mm-hmm. Well, now as a composer, your job is of course to write music.
Yes.
But do you also use silence as a composing tool?
Yes, I believe silence is very important. Also, it's very important in two ways. First of all, it's important to know where not to score. Sometimes the tendency is if there's kind of like a big scene or a big dialogue, a composer has the tendency to sort of, to try and kind of accent that. And sometimes it's better to stay away from it because, the dialogue will speak within itself. In another way, silence is, can also work within a cue. Sort of, you can actually build your music up to sort of a very, very dramatic point where something spectacular will happen, in an action scene, for example, if a hand gets chopped off, for example. Sorry, Peter, to be so dramatic, but instead of sort of accenting that musically, you can sort of build up onto that and then sort of stop the music and let the sound effect do the follow-up to the music, and that will work best.
Now, you're also a conductor and an orchestrator.
Yes.
So can you explain your involvement in Doctor Strange?
Well, Doctor Strange was it's a Marvel production, mm-hmm. and I was approached by the composer called Guy Michelmon, who actually writes a lot for Marvel. We did two films together. The first film was 2 years ago. It was The Ultimate Avengers 2, which involved kind of famous characters from the Marvel series like Captain America, etc. The last one was Doctor Strange. Both incorporated a big kind of bombastic orchestral kind of score, which needed to be recorded. We recorded in Poland with the Polish Radio Orchestra, which who played fantastically well. It's a basically straight to video. It's going to be out, I think, in a couple of months as well.
Okay.
And we're actually talking. A guy, informed me that they're doing a new film as well, which is something that we'll be looking forward to in the next couple of months as well.
Okay. So what is actually the job of the conductor orchestrator?
To be perfectly honest, I wouldn't consider myself as an orchestrator and conductor. I orchestrate my own work and I conduct my own work.
Okay.
I do orchestrate for other people such as Guy, for example, but I do not I haven't conducted for other people. I leave that to people that specialize that. I like to conduct my own music, mm-hmm. because I believe when you write a score and you're in front of an orchestra, you can get the best out of the orchestra yourself,
right.
rather than being in the booth and sort of telling the conductor what to do. It's a much faster approach if you're there and you know how to sort of handle the situation and how to sort of speak their lingo to sort of fix mistakes or get the best out of the sections when you're on the podium rather than in the studio. However, you do need a good pair of ears, ears in the studio, so you can sort of get a really, really good sort of recording out of it.
Okay. So what can mm-hmm. you tell me about anti-gravity?
Well, Antigravity is also a film which is in the last stages of development at the moment. It's by a first-time director called James Colmer, and it is actually about it will be about sort of real events that and real sightings of UFOs. Yes. And the whole concept of anti-gravity. Ian has worked very closely with an expert in the field and has created, you know, sort of a film based around real events, which will be very interesting because it will, you know, give a new twist to science fiction, I think. So really looking forward to that. You know, James, I think, wants, again, a big orchestral score, which is going to be fun. I'm looking forward to that as well. I'm not sure where we're going to record it yet. I think they're still in the final stages of development, so we'll know some news in the next 3 to 4 months, I think, when they go, you know, sort of in pre-production.
So now, how would a score that you write today differ from one you wrote at the beginning of your career?
Well, I think a composer, when sort of the more you write, the better you write. Definitely. I mean, I do remember going last week. I was actually going back to the scores that I've written when I was studying still, and you know, my feeling was like, what was I thinking, kind of a thing. And I do believe that, you know, in 10 years' time, I will look back into sort of my first scores and, you know, criticize them the same way. So I do feel that, you know, the more you write, you know, the more you mature, and you know, the more experience you have when you're working with orchestras, and you know, when you're working with different, you know, musical genres, you know, you become a much better musician in general. You know, I still, you know, consider myself in the early stages of my career, hopefully, but you know, we'll see.
So, what does the future hold for you beyond, let's say, Antigravity?
Well, as I said, at the moment, you know, I'm looking forward to Antigravity. We're looking forward to the new Marvel film to orchestrate. There are certain other films that are kind of bubbling at the moment, which I'm not really allowed to say yet. But looking forward for those two materials in the next 3-4 months. You know, I'm also, because I consider this as kind of a downtime, I'm also working with a big library music company here in London called KPM. I'm doing some orchestral stuff for them as well, which is always good, you know, because you know, kind of are involved in a different kind of way. You know, you don't really have to write to the picture, you write for yourself, and then, you know, just have to write at a special style. So that's pretty interesting. So looking forward to, you know, the next 6 months to see what's going to materialize, basically.
Okay. So Highlander the Source coming out digitally, we'll say.
Yes, basically the soundtrack will come definitely out digitally on iTunes in the next two months, definitely.
Okay. What is your take on that? Is this going to be a new trend in presenting scores to the public?
Well, I think so. I mean, iTunes up to now, at least in the UK, I'm not sure about the US, but in the UK it was kind of shy with the soundtracks, and only recently, like probably in the last 1 or 2 years, they have kind of incorporated major soundtracks for you know, downloads. However, I do believe that, you know, this is a great way of sort of projecting the music, you know, quickly to fans. And it's also great for research for composers as well, to be honest. You know, when you sort of want to sort of write in the style of a certain film, you can just download the score and sort of listen to it, you know, rather than just having to wait the next day for the stores to open to go to sort of Virgin or HMV to buy a CD. But, you know, different people have different takes on it. So certain people, you know, like have a very good friend that, you know, collects soundtracks, says, you know, it devalues the music and devalues the kind of the sort of joy of having sort of a soundtrack CD in your hands. So, you know, different people have different thoughts on it. But, you know, for me, it's a positive thing.
All right. Well, thank you very much, George.
Thank you very much. Really? And Rob, I'd like to say thank you very much for sort of, you know, having the program as well. And I'd like to congratulate you because, you know, it sort of, you know, values the work that, you know, composers do. And, you know, it's also trying to reach new audiences with it. So thanks very much for that.
Well, thank you very much.